Who do we have with us now?
We have Patrick Hutchins from Torah, Torah, Torah.
Yes, and what's the old joke? Toro, 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 lawnmower gone wild?
Yeah.
Part of the lawn mowing team.
That's right. Never heard that one, have you?
Not much at all. So you guys are celebrating the 40th anniversary of the recreation of the Pearl Harbor attack.
Well, it's 40 years of the air show act, Toro, Toro, Toro. Yep.
You guys got to be one of the longest running air show acts out there.
It is. Started in 1972. First show was flown in Galveston, Texas. So,
how many aircraft do you have in your in Toro, Toro, Toro?
We have 11 airplanes in the group, so we can always find eight. We do a show with eight. So
you do a show with eight. How many do you have here?
We have eight here.
Okay. I was over at the Warbirds area yesterday, and I'm looking at all of the aircraft, and I'm thinking, whoa, that's a lot of planes.
Are any of the aircraft you use now part of, were they used in the original 1972 air show?
Yes, yes, all of them.
Okay, so they're all the original aircraft.
They're
still
all the original aircraft, and they were all built by 20th Century Fox to make the movie Toro, 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 which came out in 1970 is when that movie came out.
Well, how did, I mean, did you just ask them, hey, what are you going to do with these when you're done with the movie?
Actually, they started putting them up for sale. They built about 30 Japanese airplanes out of T-6s and BT-13s. And one gentleman by the name of Gerald Weeks out of Memphis, Tennessee, bought seven of them and donated them to the Confederate Air Force in Harlingen, Texas. And they sat on the ramp for about a year. All the tires were flat. They were baking out in the sun. And a group of crop dusters from the Houston area said, we'll take them. The CAF really wasn't interested in them because they weren't authentic. And so the guys from Houston took them, and they put this air show act together, and now it's been running 40 years.
And now it's back to the Commemorative Air Force.
And we're a Commemorative Air Force now. And the very first Torah lead is the father of one of our pilots that's flying with us. There's three of us second-generation pilots flying in the group.
I was going to say, you look way too young to have been part of the original act.
That's right, I was. I was 10 in 1970 when the movie came out.
Well, these airplanes have all been modified. Do the modifications that have been done to the aircraft affect maintenance in any way?
Only by putting them in the experimental category.
Other than that, it's pretty much, if you're maintaining a T-6 or a BT-13, that's pretty much the same with your aircraft?
That's
then?
It. Get a lot of parts from Lance Aircraft in Dallas, Texas. They have all the T-6 parts, and so it's a basic T-6.
Well, over the years, obviously, these airplanes have been well used. Have you had any, or I shouldn't say any, but have you had many unexpected problems with them?
Nope, not really. We run those engines for 1,100 or 1,200 hours, and then we swap them out. We use Covington Aircraft in Oklahoma to rebuild our engines, and we all maintain the airplanes ourselves. We have a few A&Ps in our group. Some of our pilots are A&Ps, so they sign off on everything.
What kind of a reaction do you get when you fly into an airport? Like, I'm assuming you ferry these aircraft. So you've got fuel stops, and they may not know you're coming or who you are. All of a sudden, they see these Japanese World War II airplanes coming in. They don't know what's going on. What kind of a reaction do you get?
I tell people that one of the funnest things about doing this is taking the airplanes cross-country. We do stop in some small towns. We're looking for good fuel prices. We're always at the self-serve pump. But as a flight of eight comes over a little town and we land, we break and land, Here comes half the town. And sometime the newspaper or the radio people will come out. And so sometime we spend a little more time than we planned at that fuel stop just talking to folks. And they want to take pictures and they ask questions. And the main question, as you can imagine, that we always get asked is, are these really Japanese airplanes?
Have you run across any Japanese veterans that have come out to see the airplanes?
Just at some shows, hardly ever at a fuel stop that I can remember.
I was going to say, what kind of planning does it take to put on a Toro, Toro, Toro show?
Not a whole lot, because we do the same thing every single time. We have some ground references. Not going to talk too much about it. It's kind of a trade secret. But when you see the act, it looks like chaos. There's airplanes going in all directions. There's the dynamite, all the pyrotechnics, but it's very choreographed and it's the same routine every single time. But as far as logistics, you got 8 pilots, 8 airplanes, about 10 to 15 people out on the pyro field, and then our narrator. And so we have to bring these people in to whatever show site. Of course, we take the airplanes. They'll either airline or drive to the location and get the dynamite shipped in, and it all comes together thanks to all volunteers, because everybody is a volunteer in the organization.
It's a regular traveling road show then.
It is.
Now, while you're actually out there doing the act, the one thing that I've always marveled at is you keep all the airplanes apart, but yet they appear to be close together on the passes. Are you doing communication over the radio, or does everybody automatically know where they're going to be at a certain time?
Yeah, not a word is said on the radio the entire time we're flying. There's a 5-minute call by tour lead and a 3-minute call by tour lead. And there's not another sound on the radio until pyro says, "We're out of bombs and bullets," and you'll hear tour leads say, "Tora, break it off." And that's when we quit the routine. When you see the opposing passes, always a zero and a kate opposing, they're 250 feet horizontally separated.
So in other words, one pilot's lining up on one edge of the runway, and the other pilot is lining up on something completely different, a good distance apart.
We actually lay some blue tarps out on the grass. Big 10 by 12 blue tarps.
There goes all the secrets.
There's our trade secret, folks.
But it's a good secret because, you know, from the 500-foot line, you can't tell that you're 250 foot apart. It looks like you're just going to brush wingtips as they go by.
We have a fighter running the 500-foot line, and at 750 feet or where the Kates are running, and at 1,000 feet or where the Zeros are in their pattern. So that is our lateral safety separation.
How many years have you been flying the act?
This is my 10th season with Tora. My father retired last year after 35 years with Tora.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a long legacy.
That's a lot of air show flying.
Yeah. How many? You've been doing it for 10 years, and your dad still says, "Tighten that up out there. You're getting sloppy."
That's what he says. Tighten it up.
I was going to say, and I just completely derailed my train of thought. No, how many shows do you guys do a year?
12 to 14, because we all have real jobs, so that takes all of my vacation from work is to do these
air
shows.
Oh, Mom loves that.
But it sounds interesting. What was the best day you ever had with Tora, Tora, Tora?
It's hard to really nail one down. Best day. It's hard to nail one down.
Now, one other question. Do you guys ever give media rides?
Yes. Yes, we do. Uh-oh. And that is always set up by the air show.
Okay.
Darn it, I don't know who to talk to. We don't know who to talk to.
Because they're normally buying the gas.
Right.
There you go.
Well,
I'll tell you, I've seen...
Wait, here's $20 for gas. Can I ride in the back?
Hey, he'll offer 20. I'll give you 50.
Okay.
Cash.
There you go.
I was going to say, and once again, I got derailed here. Tora, Tora, Tora is a great demonstration. I've seen it a couple of times. How does the public take it? How much do they like it?
They like it, and thanks to our narration, they understand why we're doing it. It is a living history lesson. Not sure how much of this stuff they teach in school anymore. It's really not politically correct to talk about how the Japanese attacked the United States back in 1941. So it's a living history lesson. Our narrator also dedicates our act to all the active military and veterans. So by the time they hear the narration, they understand what we're about.
Well, I'm sure you get veterans that come up to you all the time. I mean, I'm sure you've had Pearl Harbor survivors come up to you.
Yes, yes, we have. They're getting fewer and fewer, obviously, but we have a lot of people come up and thank us for just keeping the memory alive. We have to remember December 7th. We have to always remember 9/11. We have to stay vigilant and can't get complacent, so we have to remember that history.
Definitely.
I agree. That means he's got real guns in that T-6.
Oh, that's got to be fun.
They're real fake guns.
Yeah, real fake guns.
Well, have you ever thought about putting propane guns on the airplanes?
The CAF owns these airplanes. They own them. We sponsor them. They're in our care and custody, and they have a rule about no propane. There are a few privately owned Japanese movie airplanes that do have the propane guns, but the CAF just doesn't want propane in their airplanes, so we respect that and follow that rule.
Sounds like a good one to me.
It's a good call.
Well, I want to thank you for joining us, and will you be performing this afternoon?
No. We're performing Friday and Saturday, basically at the end of the air show and at the beginning of the Warbird section of Friday and Saturday.
You're going to have a lot of kaboomage out there, right?
About 80 explosions in our eight-minute act.
Oh,
that's a pretty good ratio.
Gotta love it.
One per minute, huh?
That's great.
All right. Thank you for joining us.
Don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, to see Tora 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 tomorrow and Saturday. And I'm, who am I this morning? I'm Fast Eddie.
I don't know who you are either.
Stuck too many
gears. But you're not sleeping in my trailer again.
Nope, absolutely not. Maybe I should stand out in front of the lightning and hope I get hit, you know?
No. I'm not cleaning that up.
Anyway, I'm Fast Eddie.
And I'm Digital Dave.
And you're listening to EAA Radio.